music to make you move. Red FM.
Charismatic, passionate, energetic, and funny. Just some of the words used to describe Henry Condon by those of us who had the privilege to work with him in the early days of Red FM. Henry's boundless energy could be difficult to keep up with at times, but it was all fueled by a passion for radio. Henry's radio credentials can only be described as impressive. He effortlessly made the switch from behind the mic to station manager of Atlantic 252, managing director of Manchester-based Galaxy Radio, and program director of Virgin Radio. Henry was instrumental in bringing youth radio to Ireland and Red FM to the airwaves here in Cork. He launched the station at 8 a.m. on the 16th of January 2002, and these are some of the sounds from that time.
Welcome to Cork's number one for hit music.
Red FM.
The station that'll make you wanna move.
Red.
In true flamboyant style, the station's launch was marked with a VIP party in the Savoy in January that quickly became the only event in town. Queues lined both ends of Patrick Street. Everyone wanted to be part of Henry's vision for radio in Cork, that is Red FM. He brought a number of firsts to Ireland at the time, from talk radio at night with Charlie Wolfe on Cork Talks Back.
Friendly soccer man.
Roger Sanchez.
Welcome to the Essential Selection.
To the first syndicated dance shows with Pete Tong and Roger Sanchez. Red FM staff have been sharing their memories of Henry.
Not only was he a boss, a mentor, he was a friend, and he was somebody that always made me smile and always will. And for everyone that ever knew him, Henry always brought a smile. I'm going to miss you.
Tanya O'Sullivan, Red FM Sales.
Henry's the most amazing people person I know, because every time that Henry walked into a room and every time he spoke, everyone was just infected by his excitement and his enthusiasm. Henry was just fun. Henry, you're one in a million and I will never forget you.
KC.
He was the guy that gave me my first break in radio in Red FM when it started back in the day. And I remember from the interview side of it, he was like, "What do you know about radio like?" I had to spoof my way through the interview. He knew I was spoofing, but he gave me a job. He trusted me to do an evening gig, and I'll always be grateful. An absolute enthusiast and an incredible radio head, and we're going to miss him so much.
You know, I knew the vision he had of what he wanted to do on Cork Talks Back.
Charlie Wolfe.
He was a great guy. He had a vision for Red FM, and I think he did Cork proud, and Cork was very lucky to have him as a son.
Nobody said it was easy.
And they've been blessed by a great radio station because of it.
Philip Burke, Red Zone.
Henry once described himself to me as being like a football manager, putting his best players forward. And when I got that call many years ago to make the switch to Red, I knew I was delighted to be joining a winning team.
Henry was the most exciting, passionate radio man I've ever had the pleasure to work with. I felt pressured to live up to the confidence that he had in me to deliver a local news service that he could be proud of. On a personal level, he was a very good friend to me and offered great support to me. I always felt I had strength on my side with Henry Condon in my corner.
And now, the beat goes on.
Above all, he was a true friend to all of us who knew him. We'll miss you, Henry. Thanks for the memories. And wherever you are, we truly hope you're rocking, as you'd say yourself.